When the adrenaline does the talking, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was the post-game rant heard round the world. Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman, the defender who beat out receiver Michael Crabtree and saved the game for Seattle, is talking to Fox reporter Aaron Andrews, and he just goes off. And instantly, the Twitterverse has him pegged as Seattle's bad boy. And bad boy he may be on the field, but he is also a Stanford graduate. And in fact, in the post-game interview most people did not hear, he translated himself. For example, when he said this to Aaron.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
What he meant was.
I was making sure everybody knew that Crabtree was a mediocre receiver. Mediocre.
Just as nasty, but it comes off a little differently without the adrenaline. And when he said this.
Don't you open your mouth about the best, or I'm going to shut it for you real quick.
What he meant to say about Mr. Crabtree was.
There's been a lot of talk from him, you know, running his mouth, you know, during the offseason and personal conversations. And so I appreciate that he knows that now.
So it's a reminder that in football, as in life, adrenaline changes you. Little like politics. In fact, it was exactly 10 years ago Sunday that an even more famous adrenaline-driven rant went viral.
We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
But unlike Howard Dean, Richard Sherman's career doesn't depend on being liked. It depends on being feared. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.